Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Was there ever any year when you paid lower than the 13.9%?
I haven't calculated that. I'm happy to go back and look.
Did Romney pay 10% in taxes? 5%? Zero? We don't know. But we do know that Romney personally approved over $70 million in fictional losses to the IRS as part of the notorious Son of Boss tax scandal, one of the largest tax avoidance schemes in history. Isn't it time for Romney to come clean?
Another day, another political ad. That's the latest one from the Obama campaign going after Mitt Romney on the issue of his tax returns. The presidential race, number one on the countdown. We'll start at number one and go to number 10 during this hour. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through all the items, well, at least the top 10 items, the hot hits in the world of News Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 10th of August, determined by the folks at Talkers.com. They're monitoring talk radio programs all across the country. The Loeffner guilty plea is number 10. The arrest of Randy Travis is number 9. The summer drought is number 8. Number 7, the jobs report. Number 6, the price of gasoline. Number 5, Iran and Syria and their activity. I put that in quotation marks. The Mars mission, number 4. Number 3, the London Olympics. Number 2, the aftermath of the Wisconsin shooting. And number 1, the presidential race. So let's jump into that from our countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington. Host Alan Laudell talks to pollster Terry Madonna about both sides aggressively going after the so-called swing states.
Some political analysts argue that our neighbor to the north, Pennsylvania, is where both the Obama and Romney forces believe in their hearts with absolute conviction, equal conviction, that Pennsylvania is the state that its side can carry in November. So this is very interesting. Some of the other swing states, both sides will agree which side has the edge. They do not agree about Pennsylvania. Terry, how do you explain this? What's going on with the Keystone States?
Yeah, well, I think we're a little confused up here north.
Of course you're confused.
Yeah, a little bit confused, right. Well, I think here's the story. Look, Democrats have won the state for the last 5 elections. You have to go back to Bush 41, Harry did 1988. Obama wins by 10 points 4 years ago. The polls have shown the election tightening here. The average of the last 5 polls about 7 points. They're spending a lot of money, about $7 million by Obama and his super PAC. Romney's super PAC about $7 million, but Romney has not spent a nickel. So here's the takeaway: Does Romney just want to keep the president spending money here and spending time in a state he does not need to win to get the presidency? Obama does. And is it kind of a chicken and egg deal going on here? Little cat and mouse game. The Romney people say they think they can win, but he's not himself investing a lot of time. I think more likely they're trying to make sure that Obama stays here, spends a lot of money here, which means less to spend in other battleground states.
So that's the bottom line. And by the way, with increasing numbers of young adults going to cell phones exclusively, could we get to a point where the polling is just plain unreliable or not so much in this cycle because younger people are less likely to vote and so are not as reliable as the oldsters?
Yeah, I think that, look, down the line, there is no problem, no doubt. We got about 30% of American households are cell phone only users. Our state, because of our... We have the third oldest senior population in the nation as a proportion of our total population, less likely to be as critical a factor. But cell phones do matter now. But you are right. We're not seeing as much interest among young voters, and they will not cast the same proportion of their vote, 65%, as they did for the president in 2008. So, you know, look, Pennsylvania could tighten. I mean, I think that's what people are waiting to see. If it gets down on average to 2, 3, 4 points, remember, of all the battleground states, Pennsylvania has the second largest number of electoral votes, 20.
Up in a few moments, more from the campaign trail as your talk radio review continues.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the 7th inning sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
The seminal Locklaw-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
The hot hits in talk radio from number 1 to number 10. We're going through them, and we're at number 1 on the top 10 talk topics. Presidential race. And the countdown now listens to talk host Sue Henry with GOP strategist Mary Matlin about a new poll that suggests more people will be voting against President Obama than will actually be voting for Mitt Romney.
This political race that we are watching unfold before our eyes, I guess I'll ask you, we'll play jump ball. What most intrigues you this morning about it?
The level of intensity of the voters that are going to be determinative. I just looked at a poll this morning that just came out that shows the intensity of the voters that are most likely to vote against Obama and for Romney is double digits leads over Obama. So that, and they're just those are undecided and the independents. It's very difficult, if mathematically impossible, for Obama to make up among the undecideds and independents the deficit that he has with Romney right now.
Now, why did I see a poll yesterday that has given the president something like an 8-point lead? It seems that a lot of people are looking at the electoral map and they're looking at certain other polls, and they're seeing it in a totally different way. What's that all about?
Yeah, sure, this is too incredibly boring for your listeners, but everybody who's in polling understands that these polls are being weighted. These are public polls that are showing those numbers that you just suggested, and they're being weighted a 7-point advantage to Democrats over their 2008 performance. So in other words, and at the same time, given what I said about the enthusiasm gap, which is also chronicled by Gallup's, as Obama has a 20-point enthusiasm gap. So they're saying, to believe these polls, you'd have to say that Obama, with his current enthusiasm gap, is going to outperform what he did in 2008. So, I mean, I'm just not, these polls don't mean anything right now, and they're being weighted the wrong way.
Well, even if we look, and Lord only knows we're looking at numbers every day, if you look at the flatness of the GDP, if you look at the unemployment numbers, if you look at the budget deficit numbers, these numbers are real, okay? They're real numbers in real time. Which would make me think that in many Americans' homes today, people are having intense agita. So that would make me think that they would want things to be different because it seems that some of the pain today is unbearable.
There you go, Sue. Those are the numbers. Do you think people sit around at the breakfast table and talk about what I just talked about, how poorly weighted the survey methods are of these transient polls? No, they're talking about their energy bills. Our gas has gone back up. They're talking about their health insurance bills, if they even have health insurance. They're talking about having to work two jobs, being paid less because of, it's not just underemployment. I mean, just unemployment. It's underemployment. That's what they're talking about, and those are the numbers. We don't have any tax certainty. We don't have any health insurance certainty. Yes, those are the numbers that are going to determine this race, not the poll numbers.
Here's some talk radio caller action. This subject matter comes on the heels of Harry Reid's accusations that Mitt Romney hasn't paid any taxes in 10 years.
Why is Harry Reid making these political statements on the floor of the Senate? Shouldn't the floor of the Senate be politically neutral when it comes to campaigns like this? Second of all, Harry Reid made the charge, so it's up to Harry Reid to prove it. I've heard Wasserman Schultz on TV saying, oh, Romney can clear this up. No, Romney does not have to clear it up. Harry Reid made the charge. Harry Reid needs to prove it, and I hope the media holds him to that. And third, I just want to say I wish that we pass a law that maybe all of them, Harry Reid, Pelosi, Boehner, everybody has to release X number of years record so we can see what every one of them is doing.
The burden is on the accuser, not the accused. That's fundamental. What Reid is doing is McCarthyism, and he's counting on a compliant media, which has so far been pretty cooperative with him on this. But as you can see now, Harry Reid has become the story. And even more important, what's Obama's role in it? Harry Reid hadn't released his own tax returns. If the IRS were to divulge what Harry Reid is saying on the Senate floor, it would be a felony. Romney's tax return information is private. Harry Reid couldn't possibly know what he's claiming to know. It's not his purview. And the White House is behind it, and everybody knows it. If Obama thought he was winning, he wouldn't be doing stuff like this. He's calling his opponent a felon. He's saying that his opponent has killed the wife of some guy, you know, with this cancer ad. Never have we seen a sitting president so small, nasty, and personal, and this is really going to hurt Barack Obama.
You know, I'm barely hanging on to my status in the middle class, but I have a window into the lives of the wealthy, especially being in New York City. And they don't pay their fair share of taxes. I can guarantee you that Mr. Romney does not pay his, and has not paid his fair share of taxes compared to the rest of us, middle class and poor. You know, it's just the most bizarre thing that this man doesn't show his tax returns. And, you know, it's unbelievable to me that whether you're Democrat or Republican, that only in America can you get poor people and middle class people and middle class poor people to be cheerleaders for tax breaks for multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires, and they are not job creators. They are really more like tax dodgers, and if you have a window into the lives of the rich, you will know what I'm talking about.
Now we get to the Wisconsin discussion and also what's going on at the Olympics. Next up on the Talk Radio Review.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're up to number two, the aftermath of the shooting in Wisconsin. Host Chris Conley with the police officer who was shot eight times in the attack and is on the road to recovery, it seems. Here's his focus.
Police Lieutenant Brian Murphy, who took eight bullets while trying to bring the carnage to an end, has turned a corner. Maybe you heard the 911 recording, that frantic call of Officer Down. That was him. And yesterday, he was sitting up in his hospital bed, and for a short time, he was on his feet. He is going to make it. Fellow officer Sam Lenda returned fire. Gunman Wade Michael Page was wounded in the exchange. And yesterday, for the first time, the FBI confirmed that Page took his own life after being hit. Lieutenant Murphy is 51 years old. He works in a suburban police department where an officer could reasonably go through an entire career in law enforcement without ever having to fire a round in the line of duty. I am in awe of people who have skills and training that they may never use and yet perform flawlessly when that call comes. Friends and fellow officers say Murphy won't call himself a hero. At least he didn't when he helped rescue a child during an Amber Alert a few years ago. We know better. We know heroism when we see it. Murphy isn't some backwater man with a badge living in a tidy bedroom community. He grew up in New York City, and you'd know that the moment he spoke. It was those city streets that probably heightened his instincts to that never-far-removed danger from his police job. That, and his service in the U.S. Marine Corps. He was an original member of Oak Creek's Emergency Response Unit, a group that trained for this type of situation. There'll be more surgeries ahead for Lieutenant Murphy. He was hit in the arm, the shoulder, and hand, and doctors are still trying to minimize the damage. Believe what you wish about whether God is present amid times of great evil and sadness. Perhaps it's the invisible hand of providence that put Lieutenant Brian Murphy in that place at that time.
London Olympics number three on the countdown. Here are hosts Jim Stallings and Kay Murray talking to sports host Big John Bowen about some of the nasty things the British press has been saying about some of our female athletes.
We were talking about the Olympics and the negative aspects that people have. You know, Gabby Douglas's hair and the JoJo runner, you know.
Lolo Jones
about that. But Josh picked up on a story this morning about female athletes at the Olympics, and somebody's criticizing the females. Why?
Yeah, it was in the British paper, a very columnist, very basically saying the Olympic athletes that are women are ending womanhood, if you will, because they're They look like men on some level. He called them chestless. He really did. It was the term.
Swimmers.
Yeah, they don't look like women. They look like men. And
they look
it's
like
not,
athletes.
And he's saying it's basically ending the way women should be. And because they aren't, well, there was the woman from South Africa, from Johannesburg, who had to have a gender test, which is never a sign that you're a looker when they make you have a gender test. I feel bad for her. No, some of the women, though, and what's sad is the paper, the newspaper article, they had pictures of some of the women who were, for lack of a better term, chestless, or may have had a little bit more manly. Well, that can't be good for these
women. What about the women in the sand? They look awfully good.
That's what I'm saying. They're beautiful. I mean, Alex Morgan, the women's soccer, good. Great. Sign me up. I don't know anything about soccer, but I'm watching her.
I like Misty May Trainor.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not voluptuous women. They're athletes.
Well, some of them, to me, look very attractive just because they're fit.
Absolutely.
You know?
Their arms and their...
And again, I've always made the point, no matter how disgusting, no matter how pretty, someone finds them attractive.
Hey, if they're swimmers, they got to be aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Their suits are tight. They got to get through the water.
Broad shoulders. Yeah, normally.
That's the training.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. A lot of them, they stop training. Like, when you see some of these former athletes, you're like, wow, they look so much different because they've stopped training and their body isn't... is strong.
Oh, the
fit.
Guy that wrote about this, Tom, he's just a little twerp, and he's just jealous. That's all. He's just someone that can't get a muscle.
All right. Would you like to ring in 800-510-8255? Your calls next half hour around the corner on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.5%. APR 3.81%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.5%, APR 3.81%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them. From HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need. Even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
And around the world at DougStefan.com. This is the overview of the top 10 hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And we're now at number 4, having visited numbers 1, 2, and 3 thus far this week. The presidential race, the aftermath of the shooting in Wisconsin, and the Olympics. Up to the Mars mission, host Tim Ditman, talking to Scott Maxwell, part of the Mars rover driving team, about what he'll be doing now that the Curiosity has safely landed on Mars.
My first major question here would, I guess, be to kind of explain your role in this current project. I know you're a driver, but talk about what all that entails, what you'll be doing, when you'll be doing it, that sort of thing.
Well, the rover driving team as a whole is responsible for moving the rover from place to place safely and for taking out the robotic arm and using the robotic arm on targets that are chosen by the science team, using the instruments on the end of the arm on targets that are chosen by the science team. So basically, I refer to myself from time to time as a chauffeur for science. That's essentially what I am. So basically what happens is the rover goes to sleep when the sun goes down. It's nighttime and sends us back pictures and other data. And we spend the entire rover's nighttime while sleeping through the night planning out its next day, and then we send it all its commands for the day. And then it, like, clocks out all those commands over the day, and the whole cycle repeats. So we are currently doing that, and we're currently doing that, in fact, on Mars time right now, according to the Mars clock.
And what is it like to drive one of those things? I mean, it obviously has to be a little bit nerve-wracking, I would think, that you're driving something that important so far away.
Yeah, and you know, I occasionally think from time to time that, you know, shouldn't there be adults doing this or something and not somebody like me? But it's a real blast. It's like the coolest video game I've ever played, only it's for real. So, you know, we take these images and stuff that come down to the science team, we put them into a 3D simulator that we have, we drive the rover around in that simulator, and then we take all those commands, send them to the real rover. Of course, part of the fun of the job is knowing all the places where the simulator deviates from reality. So, for example, if you're driving across a slope, the simulator will tell you the rover goes straight, but you know in reality the rover goes downhill. And so knowing things like that and making sure you have a pre-programmed response to all of that, because, of course, there's not going to be anybody, you know, standing there to hit a panic switch if something goes wrong, that's the, you know, the stuff that that would keep us awake nights if we weren't so good at it.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, huh?
under the circumstances. The Mars rover beamed back its first color pictures of the planet. The photo shows a pebble-strewn plain in the foreground, the rim of a crater on the horizon a few miles away. It'll be days before engineers are satisfied the rover is ready to move away from its landing spot. But once it does, the mission is going to mess around looking for signs of life, past life. It is very cool. For those of you who think the controversy is it's not worth it, I think you need a little shake-up. 800-510-8255. Number five on the countdown this week, the focus on Iran and Syria with sort of an interesting twist. At the week of end of the week, the Navy rescued 10 Iranians from a burning vessel in the Gulf. The 10 were picked up by the USS James E. Williams. It's a guided missile destroyer. Received medical treatment for injuries. Details of the story, not really, not a lot of public info, but the Iranian soldiers are waiting to go back to their country. Navy ships aid mariners in distress regardless of their nationality. It does seem that somebody's got their head on right. You know, it's not the leaders of the country here, and those are the people that always are the problem, right? It's not the people that are in the trenches, like the Germans and the French really liked each other, or the Germans and the Americans didn't want to fight, but it was leadership. It's something that's a whole discussion in and of itself. Here are our hosts Bob Rose and Jay Anderson talking about the latest claims from Israel that Iran is progressing pretty fast toward their nuclear weapons program. And
new intelligence reveals Iranian military nuclear program advancing faster than previously thought. There's always groundwork kind of laid in different ways through intelligence leaks, by using the media and the press, kind of a warning, kind of a letting you know, don't be shocked, don't be surprised. They lay these things out. Is that what is occurring here?
But somehow we will be shocked and surprised when the mushroom cloud hits.
Well,
when did that happen?
Do you remember a long time ago in a land not far away? In fact, it was right here in the studio, Jay, when I talked about how the weapons of mass destruction, how that whole issue was going to turn out to be such a negative for everyone involved from the standpoint of, you know what? They cried wolf. They said they were WMDs. And I know there are some exceptions. They found some stuff, but not anywhere near what they thought there was.
Right.
Okay. So I said, you know what? The next time somebody threatens us and they talk about WMDs, everybody's going to put their hands over their ears. They're going to go, la, 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 la. You cried wolf the last time. We don't believe you. And I said, nobody will take action until we see a mushroom cloud. Didn't I say that,
yep.
Jay?
And our advantage, and I think you carry the point on here when it comes to Iran, is, if you want to call it our advantage, it won't be New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Washington, Philadelphia, Dallas, or whatever getting bombed. It will be Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, be a city in Israel that gets bombed. And that's probably why we might be dragging our feet as much as we are, because, hey, it's over there.
800-510-8255, what I was in the middle of saying a minute or two ago before we went to Bob Rose and Jay Anderson, the suggestion by one of the former intelligence ministers in Iran this week in an interview with one of their national magazines was the only purpose for having nuclear weapons was to wipe Israel off the map. 800-510-TALK, email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Directions are easy. Follow the listen info in the box at DougStefan.com. Moving up toward number 10 at number 6 this week on our countdown, host Jim Polito talks to Rayola Dowder from the Petroleum Institute about the reasons prices are going back up, up, up again.
Am I wrong? I mean, I know that last year at this time it was more expensive, but I thought that the price was declining at this time last year.
I think it was, and we do see a trend. What's happening is the price of crude oil has gone up significantly in the past month. And when you pull up at the pump, most of the price we're paying, and this has been true for a very long time now, is the price of the crude oil. And that's anywhere from $2.20 to $2.60 a gallon. And that's gone up 20 cents or so in the past month. But not only that, we also are paying for higher ethanol prices because of the drought. So the price of corn, ethanol, that we put about 10% of our fuel is made out of ethanol, that's gone up 64 cents a gallon since early June. So we're paying for the drought. We're also paying for the world's price of the crude oil. And that's moving with supply and demand globally, not just here in the United States. And also expectations of supply and demand. Earlier this year, a lot of worry about the instability in the Middle East. There's still a lot of concern about that. And then we saw a little bit of a dip when it looked like Europe was heading off a financial cliff. That news got a little bit better, and so then the price picked up more, thinking that demand would be higher. So it really has been an up and down for everybody this year.
The question of the pipeline from Canada has been a political football. Democrats and Republicans, especially in the presidential race, and the president does not want to have the pipeline go all the way down to Texas from Canada, bringing his crude to our refineries there. He's part of his opposition, I believe, is political, wants to make sure he still gets his environmental money during the campaign, and maybe he'll change his mind after. But the Canadians are looking at sending that oil elsewhere right now. Now, it'll still go to the world market, and I believe once it gets to the world market, it still contributes to the supply and can help to bring the price down. But wouldn't we be better off if it went to Texas?
Oh, in so many ways. It is designed to bring the equivalent 700,000 barrels a day up to 830 or so, maybe 900,000 barrels a day. This is half of the amount we currently import from the Persian Gulf. Not only that, but it would be discounted crude on the world's markets. Discounted because it's more difficult to refine. But our refiners in the Gulf Coast are sophisticated enough to be able to refine this crude.
You know, one of the things that's so bogus about all of this, it takes about 4 to 6 months for the oil, when it comes out of the ground, to actually get to the pump, sometimes longer. So the fact that you're being gouged, these people didn't have that in their conversation, you're being gouged in a extraordinarily premature fashion. It take the price of crude going down doesn't affect you at the pump, but the price of it going up does. You realize what a ripoff that is? 800-510-8255. Okay, anyway, so that's number six. We get to numbers 7, 8, 9, and 10 on this week's countdown in a matter of moments.
Musicians, this month is Guitar Center's 48th birthday. We're celebrating with special anniversary deals, financing, sweepstakes, and more. And this weekend, it's Guitar Center's Big Bash. Now through Sunday, get birthday deals like Newmark DJ to go controllers, just $39, our lowest price ever. Kohala soprano ukuleles, just $29. Plus, save $50 on Sterling Studio mic packs, just $49. That's how we get the party started, and we'll keep it going while supplies last. Guitar Center's birthday weekend event, now through Sunday.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-423-9400. That's 1-800-423-9400.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yourgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yourgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.75%, APR 3.47%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hello, everyone. Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to for the next week. That's right. We love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off any pizza when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select a coupon, and get any pizza for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only, August 6th through August 12th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Next up on the countdown, as we move toward the top of the list, number 7, the jobs report that was issued about a week ago at this time. A lot of people, starting with the Sunday morning talk programs on television through the week, have been talking about the numbers. Here is Stuart Varney talking to financial analyst Michelle Gerard, breaking down the numbers.
The unemployment rate went up to 8.3%, 163,000 jobs created in the month of July. The real unemployment rate also up to 15%. I just want to do a comparison for a second. Please remember that back in July of 1984, the same point in President Reagan's first term as we're at now with President Obama's, 312,000 jobs created. That was July of 84 versus 163 July of 2012. And by the way, back then, 30 years ago, there were 30 million fewer Americans. Mm-hmm. So a 312,000 job creation was absolutely stunning. Now look at this one. 3.87 million jobs were created in that year, 1984. 3.87 million. President Obama boasts 4.1 million in 3.5 years.
Now, the one thing that's a little unfair about the... It's true, but it's a little bit of an apples to oranges comparison because we are at very different points in the cycle. I mean, in 1984, we were just coming out of a very deep recession, and we enjoyed a real V-shaped recovery. And so, to some extent, that 312,000, well, I think you had said, but your point is right.
Why have we not seen a vigorous, robust recovery after 3 years of recovery from the last recession? Why have we not shown any quarter of 5, 6, or 7% growth? Why not?
That's where, as I said, the point is exactly right. Normally following very deep recessions, you get those very sharp recoveries. We know this was a very deep recession, and we have crawled our way out of it. And I agree with you. There is much to be laid, I think, at the foot of the president in the sense of businesses have always felt, I think, under attack. We've always lived under the potential threat of higher tax rates on small businesses as well as upper income earners who do drive a lot of activity in this economy. I think the animal spirits of this economy have been damped, and I think that has really contributed. There have been other issues as well, but I think that that's been a dominant part of the story here.
Real fast, Michelle, two big name economists, yourself and David Weiss, have both said on this program that we're going to bumble along a bottom, 1-2% growth for the next few quarters. But we fall off a cliff if we raise taxes on January the 1st. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. We've only got growth growing less than 2% over the second half of this year because of the uncertainty. And boy, if the tax rates go up across the board, we're going to be, I think, teetering on the verge of recession in 2013.
Another recession. We haven't gotten out of the last one. You agree with those? If you're a Democrat, you don't want to hear that. If you're a Republican, you say, hooray, and then it gets used in the presidential campaign. Where's the ads on that? 800-510-8255, I suppose. What are the odds? And where are the ads? You see all of these ads, man. I said something earlier in the hour about that. The presidential race, these ads, what a disgrace on both sides. Meanwhile, the drought, global warming in the focus, anything new in that department, we'll find out in a moment.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have the OK light to continue now. And number 8 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we discuss all of the top 10 items, is the drought, global warming, and what it's going to cost you at the supermarket. Here's host Carl Wolfson with analyst Michael Clare. They talk about the impact that the weather is going to have on the price you're paying for food.
It is not only the hottest month ever for the continental U.S., July, but it's also, according to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the warmest January to July period since modern record-keeping began in 1895. Now, drought is one of the results of this because dry soil across, counties, a lot of counties in the United States that have a lot of open land, if the soil is dried out, that tends to drive up daytime temperatures, which dry out the soil even more. So you're in the cycle of the hotter it gets, the drier it gets, the hotter it gets. Give us a sense of the breadth of this drought.
Well, you said we've had the hottest temperatures, and now about two-thirds of the counties in the United States have been declared drought emergency areas. And as a result of this, the expected summer crop harvest for many crops, especially corn and soybeans, is expected to be much lower than anticipated. There have been total devastation of corn crop in many Midwestern states. And as a result, you know, there's going to be less corn and many other crops at the end of the season. Now, this will have significant consequences in the United States, but it will have a global effect because the U.S. is the world's leading corn exporter and soy exporter. So prices of food will rise around the entire world.
Here's Janice in Colorado on the weather.
I tend to believe that most of this is cyclical.
I'm 58 years old. This has come around and gone around again. We will never be able to get other countries to go along with all of the things that we're trying to do. I think the things that we do, planting trees, recycling, trying to cut down on emissions and everything, can't hurt anything. I think it's a good thing.
Hey, really? 800-510-8255. Okay. Number nine, the arrest of Randy Travis, a country singer. Here, our hosts, John Howell and Amy Jacobson, talking about this bizarre story.
This morning we have to talk about my old buddy, Randy Travis.
I just found a guy laying in the road.
Okay. Is he responsive?
I haven't got on my vehicle yet.
Has he moved at all since you've been there?
Yes, I see.
He's an attractive, thin man. He is naked.
Naked?
Yeah.
Butt naked?
He went to buy a pack of smokes.
Naked?
And they walked in, and he's known to the fine guys at the convenience store as the legendary Randy Travis, my understanding. And I called my sources in Texas. Mm-hmm. And he's a regular customer, and Randy walked in to get a pack of smokes, and they said, "Hey, Randy, are you aware that you're not wearing any clothes?"
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, when you aren't wearing clothes, you have nowhere to put your wallet.
Oh, that's right. Where do you store the cash?
So that's another complication. So Randy Travis, they called 911. He left the liquor store and then passed out in the middle of the road.
I just found a guy laying in the road.
Okay. Is he responsive?
I haven't got on my vehicle yet.
Has he moved at all since you've been there?
Yes, I see.
Did you run over the man that's laying in the middle of the road? No, no. He's just laid down. Anything else?
Do you think possibly he could have had a wreck?
Maybe. I don't see any vehicle anywhere.
He is a wreck.
He is a wreck.
So he walked to the store naked and drunk?
I don't know. I just know I ran across the mugshot and I put it up at Facebook.
Well, he's bruising. He's got a big shiner.
And move over James Brown, Nick Nolte, and Glenn Campbell.
We've got a new one.
Because I do think that this is an excellent, excellent mugshot as far as celebrities are concerned. Mm. Certainly in the top 10, if not the top 5.
But he's had a string of drunk altercations. He was public intoxication was his last arrest.
They found him in his car at that time with a strong whiff of alcohol coming from the car when the officer walked up on the car, and he was asleep, I guess. And was about 20 miles away from his house. This was like, a better part of a year ago. So, yeah, he's had a couple of run-ins.
Well, they're saying that he threatened police.
Well, he was angry and belligerent, as people tend to get when they drink too much and they black out and they go to the liquor store naked.
There you go. All right, that's number 9. Number 10, the Loeffner plea, guilty, death penalty, doesn't get, but he does get the rest of his life in jail. So, that's it, the review of the top 10 on the Talk Radio.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.